Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace.
That's a good answer, isn't it?
In an extraordinary place.
Where would that be, I wonder?
For the stars and stripes.
Think we know.
And the eagle flies.
Stars and stripes.
It's a big old land with countless dreams.
USA. Hi, everybody. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Scott Hillen here, along with Todd Mitchell, manning the fort, 550 K-Fire, legendary voice of the Northern Plains. Kevin Flynn doing the same at our 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch flagship in the Red River Valley. Kevin Flynn. Hello, Kevin.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Todd, everything good? Everything good?
Fantastic. The snow continues to melt and melt and melt.
Yeah, we're 61 here today. What are you guys going to do in Bismarck, do you think?
We're going to do 63 today. We're going to do the 70s Friday and Saturday.
Wow.
And we might get a little thunderstorm sneaking around on Mother's Day because Mother Nature, it's her day too, and she can do what she wants.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Listen, I have many things I want to talk about today, but I can't get over something that was sent to me by a fellow by the name of John Wagger. John is from Valley City, and he sent an email last night that I want to share with our audience here, okay? And John flagged an obituary from an individual in, trying to find this here. So I can
Valley City.
Was he from Valley City,
I talked about him this morning, yes.
Did you? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And this gentleman that John sent the obituary for is wearing an AM 1100 the flag cap in the photo that the family chose for the obituary. And I think Todd will attest to this. You know, the family bond that we have with our listeners, you know, it's just absolutely incredible. And I do not take any of that for granted. You know what I mean? I never do. We're just so blessed to have the audience that we do and the loyalty like that. I mean, just think about that.
Pretty humbling.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It really is. And John's note was very touching as well to say, think of how important, you know, your radio station was to this individual that the family would say, let's select a photo where he's wearing a hat from, you know, the flag that somebody gave him. You know, it's just unbelievable. Here's John's note. He says, I think it says something about the loyalty of your audience. When a listener's family chooses a photo of Dad and Grandpa in an AM 1100 the flag cap to accompany his obituary. Congratulations and keep doing what you're doing. And Donald Dahl, rest in peace, my good man. Rest in peace. God bless you. I don't know how that hat was handed to you or where it was, if it was a big iron thing or you were at a particular event, but Donald Dahl was 84 years of age, from Valley City, as Kevin said, his family at his side when he passed, and just, you know, an incredible story. Don't you love reading obituaries? They just tell such an amazing story. They really do. I was reading Jan Strinden's here the other day, and Jan Strinden is the, she was the longtime first lady of the University of North Dakota Alumni Association, mm-hmm. side of the great Earl Strinden, you
yeah.
know. Who had that post for a long, long time, and I just love obituaries.
We were, by the way, we were brought up and talked about quite fondly during the honor flight as well, I heard. A friend of mine who was along with his wife said, yeah, it came up, and all of a sudden about four heads turned, and, oh, yeah, you bet. What's on your mind? Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. A
lot of love.
Yep. Todd was just on an honor flight for Western North Dakota, yep. And then there was another one that just left out of Florida.
Yeah, this was the Eastern one.
Yeah
my friend is a sergeant. The Minnesota Guard was along for the ride.
I bet you found some K-Fire fans on that honor flight trip, too, Todd, huh?
Absolutely.
They were probably groupies. They were groupies for Todd.
Yeah, they were wondering where you were. Yeah, we appreciate you.
I know. I wanted to go on that flight. I tell you what, I wanted to be there. I was
honored to be able to go in your absence. It was great.
That was so awesome. One other quick note. I was at the grocery store the other day. Sometimes I have a sweet tooth. Just sorry to report.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah. And this was Friday night. And so I go to the grocery store, and I'm grazing in the deli section with, like, the little mini pies and cakes and stuff,
mm-hmm.
just trying my best to decide what I wanted. And some woman next to me was doing the same thing, and I just struck up a conversation with her and said, oh, too many choices here. What are you going to go with? She said, I don't know. That one looks good. And then she ultimately said, I think I'm going to come back and decide later. I think about it a little bit.
They'll grab a salad out of the case further over there instead of the pie.
Conversation. You
know. Excuse me, where are the grapes?
And she was about to leave and go finish her shopping, and she turned back and she said, Scott Hannon, thank you for what you've done with the pie. And I wanted to cry at that moment because the loyalty of this audience, and just for folks that are not familiar with the flag, what's a little bit different with the flag than, for instance, K-Fire, is all of our programming is conservative, right? Whereas, you know, obviously there's news programming, and you guys certainly get a conservative strain to what happens on K-Fire, but Todd does an afternoon news program, right? And he talks to people from all, you know, Film Parkinson, but and it's partly because the Fargo market would be obviously a little more niche, a little more fragmented than the Bismarck market would be. So we super serve a listener that does not want anything other than sort of, I used to say, the Fox News channel of the radio. And we do the same thing with KTGO and 1090.
So goofed that up.
Right. I can't say that anymore because they're not all that conservative. But, you know, we're more like the Newsmax now of radio. And, you know, so you end up with an audience that just is very, very loyal. They're like family. They just never leave. And many of the What's on Your Mind audience, exactly the same way. You know, I mean, you're here as family. So just a little reminder. I'd forgotten about the grocery store thing until I saw the note about Donald Dahl and seeing him.
What kind of pie did you get?
I ended up with carrot cake. I ended up with carrot cake.
Strong.
Yeah, and it was.
Did you do that thinking it's a vegetable, so this is a good choice?
No. Remind me to use that next time when my wife says, not another slice of carrot cake.
I went for the health one. Carrot cake, okay. Yeah, put that in the response bank.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. All right, busy show today on the program. We have Jessica Bell at the bottom of the hour. Senator is running for re-election in District 31. She's from coal country. She works in the industry, but probably single-handedly, if you have to find one legislator that shepherded more of the effort needed to retain Coal Creek Station, you can't find one. She is it, okay? And so we're doing a kind of a little, I don't know, a victory lap of sorts of people that played a big part of that. We had Brent Sanford on earlier this week and wanted to talk to Jessica Bell, and others will join us as well. I'm going to back to school. Will you guys join me back to school? This is like the Rodney Dangerfield movie. We're gonna relive that today on the radio.
The pursuit of happiness is the class.
Right. The class is pursuit of happiness.
We're doing back to school as long as Sam Kinison's the history teacher. I'm in.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You're going to like it. You're going to like it, Todd.
I'm going to keep an eye on you.
So, my friend Scott Leffer, who is a North Dakotan, who is teaching a class at Arizona State University from the Mary College on Pursuit of Happiness. I've never been more proud to know that my daughter was in the Pursuit of Happiness class rather than some woke crap, pardon my French, indoctrination class from ASU. And I applaud ASU, a public institution that says, you know what, we're not good at everything. So let's find people who are good at other things, and Pursuit of Happiness is a class that is taught by Mary College, but you get credit at ASU, and it's taught at ASU. So
did you just say Mary College?
That was okay. First of all the original name of the University of Mary, but when you have a college within a university, it becomes named a little bit different. Okay. So that's actually the name Mary.
Because when people call it that here, I have to remind them. Yeah, I think they updated that in the 80s. So. Right.
My favorite all-time Padre, and that's a long list. So this is saying some Father Bill Sherman. He's written a lot of books, and he published them through the University of Mary, and he had a Letterman's jacket.
Yep.
You know, just a classic Letterman's jacket with the white leather on the sleeves and the blue in the old fabric of what a Letterman's jacket used to look like, right?
We have all the sports on the one sleeve.
And it says Mary College in those classic letters on the back.
Oh,
all
collector's Mary item.
Oh my gosh, and Father William Sherman, he's the best of the best. He married Marie and I, baptized the kids, and he is still cranking every single day up there in Grand Forks at Valley Memorial. Last thing we're going to do today, probably the most important thing we'll do on the show, two things that are going to be darn important. One is recap what is actually in. All this fuss is going on about the opinion, the majority opinion, and the leak, rather than what it actually says. And it's profound. It's very profound, and I think would end a lot of the controversy. That, plus Dinesh D'Souza on a game changer about the election in 2020 and the 2,000 mules. Dinesh D'Souza, the filmmaker, will be here on the show today. You can't touch that dial. Your calls when we come back. Don't go away. It's a dangerous world. The Ukraine war. China threatening Taiwan. North Korea firing missiles. Iran is close to a nuclear bomb. Now Grant Stinchfield is asking if Joe Biden is putting America in real danger. All this week, watch Stinchfield's special on Newsmax, Dangerous Joe. It looks at how Joe Biden's decisions are really hurting America. Stinchfield speaks to top military experts. Some even warn of a surprise attack. And Stinchfield looks at the Trump factor in all of this. Watch Dangerous Joe on Stinchfield, 7 p.m. Central tonight on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. 20 million Americans watch it all the time. I do, too. Get Newsmax on major cable and streaming platforms, or download the free Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android to watch now. I made the switch to Newsmax. So check out Stinchfield tonight and make the switch, too.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Dr. Peter McCullough is coming to Fargo. Dr. McCullough has been a leader in the medical response to COVID-19 and has published 55 peer-reviewed papers on the infection and comments extensively on the media. You've seen him on the Joe Rogan podcast with hundreds of millions of people. Now hear him in Fargo Live, 7 p.m. Friday, Fargo Avalon Events Center. Tickets at ndcan.org, ndcan.org for Dr. Peter McCullough, sponsored by Freedom Matters USA and ND Conservative Advocates.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, it's not too early to start thinking about lunch. You know what I'm saying? I think I got everybody hungry with the sweets and the pies and, you know, the karma rolls. PetroServe USA, what's for lunch today? I never have had bad lasagna.
You go, boy.
Ever. And lasagna and Swedish meatballs in Valley City at the PetroServe USA. Goulash in Harwood. I might take a little spin up on I-29 today, Harwood, because goulash, you don't go wrong either. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, are you ready? Cheesy taco hot dish, or the Swedish meatballs there. Ooh. Lasagna also at MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. The Swedish meatballs in Glendon today. Load up, Kip. And Salisbury Steak in Uteland. PetroServe USA. Buy two fresh cookies and get one free. These are the fresh-baked ones. They're so dang good. They do them right there. It's the, I think it's Clark Erickson's grandma's recipe is what I heard. So it's like...
The oatmeal raisins are fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. They're so darn good. You can't even believe it. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Telephone number is 701-258-0550. Remember, you can call 24-7 whenever the spirit moves you. 855-200-1776. And if you just got something to say and want to say it and get done, you can do it right there. Leave a message. We'll have it. We'll play it. And by the way, I sometimes call that the Hate Hannon Hotline, because some people call and they lose their marbles about me. Don't they, Kev? What's the woman's name that just goes absolutely ballistic?
Karen.
Okay. Is she really a Karen, or has she been called?
Actually, she's Karen 1. We have Karen 1 and Karen 2 now.
But, yeah. I think he's inventing that name, Todd. I'm not sure.
I don't. She calls the line and never gives her name.
855-200-1776 for that. And you can also text us at 701-237-1590. And they are rolling in already. What's on your mind? Tell us. Busy show today, so better to get in right now. Tell you what's on my mind. Less about the leak of what came from the Supreme Court, which is unprecedented. I mean, folks, this is the first time in 230 years. This is how the left plays. And we don't. We as conservatives don't. Some could argue that's a bad idea, that we ought to play at their level.
Tactics.
Some would say we're better than that. Whatever. Let's focus on what this majority opinion says and what is, God willing, about to happen. Listen to Greg Kelly last night from Newsmax.
What a wonderful surprise. The death of Roe v. Wade? Could that be coming? It looks that way. Someone, and we don't like this, but I like what I saw. Someone leaked a draft opinion from the Supreme Court. It doesn't mean it's a done deal, but it does, in draft form, overturn Roe v. Wade. And it does it in brilliant form. I downloaded the entire document today. I know the Supreme Court doesn't like that, but they did confirm this is real. It was written by Samuel Alito, a brilliant man, and he makes a really compelling case, and it looks like they have the votes to overturn Roe v. Wade. We'll go through it in a minute. By the way, you've got to read this for yourself, because the fake news and all the activists out there, they're going to misrepresent this thing, all right? They will. It's a very reasonable, substantive opinion, but the freakout has already begun. Okay, and that's just a taste of what's to come. Now, we have to reiterate again, if we put it up on the screen, this is a draft, and this has never happened before. I'm surprised. I figured, you know, they're writing opinions all the time. Not one has ever leaked, ever? Apparently not, and this is very disruptive to the court, but I don't work there, and I'm reading this thing, and I like what I'm reading, okay? So let's go through it, shall we? Number one, we hold that Roe and Casey must be overturned. The Constitution makes no reference to abortion, and no such right is implicitly protected by any constitutional provision, including the one on which the defenders of Roe and Casey now chiefly rely, the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. All right. Now, we do have some legal mumbo-jumbo here, but I think we can decipher it. It goes like this. That provision has held to guarantee some rights that are not mentioned in the Constitution, but any such right must be deeply rooted in this nation's history and tradition, and implicit in the concept of ordered liberty. And then they go on to explain how abortion is not deeply woven into our history. Right here, the right to abortion does not fall within this category. Until the latter part of the 20th century, such a right was entirely unknown in American law.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep going.
Not only is this decision wrong, it was egregiously wrong from the start. Its reasoning was exceptionally weak, and the decision has had damaging consequences. And this I love. It is so refreshing and about time. It is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives. And look, if you're out there and you're pro-choice, remember this part, okay? Give it back to the states. They can make the call. This is not the Supreme Court's. And hey, did you know this? That only 6 countries besides the United States permitted non-therapeutic or elective abortion on demand after the 20th week of gestation. What are those countries, by the way? Well, America and also Canada, China, Netherlands, North Korea, Singapore, and Vietnam. It's a very small list.
Wow. Greg Kelly on Newsmax is...
He is spot on.
Well, he's spot on there, but he's just the best.
He's really good.
Required viewing every night. Stinchfield is great. I mean, that whole lineup. Forget Fox. Fox has become so careful, is the word I'd choose. You know, they really have. And they lean into issues like this. They do. Because it's a winner. But they avoid so many that need to be discussed, and Newsmax does it. So they're just the best of the best. And I love Greg Kelly. I really do. I do. Greg Kelly is this close to beating CNN. I mean, he is. In fact, he does a lot of nights. The network itself is a neck and neck with CNN.
You know what, though?
It's happening.
Next time you talk to Chris Ruddy, though, you know what they need? Because I like Stinchfield, same thing. They need to have a little streaming camera shot in the lower left-hand corner, right-hand corner at the border at Eagle Pass that you can always, 24/7, see the streaming people coming across there.
I'll make sure Chris hears this.
First thing I'd tell him.
You just asked. Yep, 24/7 border cam.
Yep. That's the only thing that matters.
Sylvester in South Dakota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Sylvester.
Yeah, Scott, I wanted to, our elections are coming up again, and they're so important. But I did some looking into, how things work. I should have been taught it in high school. I don't know if I really lacked the ability to learn or what the problem was, but anyway, I didn't get it then. And so the first thing we need to do is, I connected with our Secretary of State, which you had your North Dakota Secretary of State on from North Dakota yesterday, and he said the same thing that Elaine, she works in the office, a wonderful lady, just as honest as the day is long, I'm sure. But, they defend the tabulators, and it is that DS-450 tabulator. And if Mike Lindell could have done us a service, he wanted to take it down to, you asked for the third grade level of understanding on how this all works. All he would have had to do is that DS-450 tabulator able to be manipulated? That would be clear, because North Dakota uses it, South Dakota uses it. I'm sure a lot of states use it. So, it's what I wanted them to do is, to check the tabulator, do a test on it. Let the tabulator count the votes.
I think they're intending to do that, Sylvester, as part of what they unearthed in Mesa County, Colorado, and now is in this lawsuit that is in Arizona and coming to South Dakota next. I believe they are, which is good. But you know what? Watch 2,000 Mules. Listen for Dinesh D'Souza later this hour. You don't need any of what they have related to the machine fraud to know this election was stolen. That's the point. More after this.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. We're Pequotchkin Valley City, and our tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. The people of our community are the backbone of our business, and that's why we're honored and dedicated to partner with these local nonprofit organizations and events. It's all about what we can do to make our community a better place to call home. We're Pequot Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Tradition, values, and family ties.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Author J.D. Vance won Ohio's GOP Senate primary on Tuesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, it ain't the death of the America First agenda.
Vance will run against Democrat Tim Ryan in November. Trump's endorsements are 77 wins, 0 losses in Illinois and Ohio. After Tuesday's Supreme Court of the United States draft leak, illegally obtained by Politico, indicating Roe versus Wade may be on its final days, President Biden, without mentioning the lives it would save, talks about the impact of unwanted pregnancies.
Look, the idea that concerns me a great deal that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose.
Any change to Roe versus Wade would not eliminate abortion. It would make states the deciding factor in America. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? I wanted to just give you a little preview of our conversation with Dinesh D'Souza, because I asked him, we recorded this last night, so you know his schedule is just insane right now, and there is a Saturday viewing of this 2,000 Mules that everybody can watch. He'll tell us about that, but there's a Q&A and a presentation and the whole thing, and they're doing an online stream fee. You do pay what you pay to go to the movie, but it isn't like an outrageous fee to do it. But
I've watched that trailer like 10 times.
Well, and it's really good. But I said to him, and this goes to Sylvester's point, I first heard the term legal theft from Kevin Cramer, so I often cite him to say that what happened in election 2020 was legal theft, meaning states disregarded their constitution and allowed things to happen that never happened before, and therefore they can't go back and say, oh, it was wrong. Now, so I said, you know, hey, this was legal theft, wasn't it?
You certainly shouldn't have private citizens able to have this. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg's leftists were infiltrating election offices, literally administering the election from the inside. And I think, look, I won't say whether we should have mail-in drop boxes, but I think if you do, you need 24-hour surveillance on all of them, because that alone would be a check against the Mules.
Thank you very much. Again, listen, you don't want to miss this. Coming up at 10:30 today on the program, so stay tuned for that. 27 before the top of the hour, What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our good friends at MyPillow. Speaking of election integrity, Mike Lindell has pretty much gone all in. He's pretty much gone all
absolutely.
In. I mean, he's throwing everything he has and everything he owns at this. And that's risky, folks, because, as you know, canceled by the big box stores. Canceled by his bank now, for crying out loud. We're a little concerned that, you know, da, 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 blah, and canceled by the shopping channels, which was a death blow. Canceled sometimes, and by the Fox News has canceled them. Fox News won't let him talk about Frank's speech, where a lot of the conversation about election integrity happens. So, folks, we're the last line of defense. We are the last line of defense to keep Mike Lindell not only putting out the best products money can buy when it comes to sleepwear, you know, your best night's sleep, pillows, mattress toppers, you name it. How about for your dogs? We just ordered up a whole bunch of dog beds for listeners that won on First Time Friday. And you know what? We love doing that. We absolutely love doing that. And your support for him, direct, not going to a store to get it, and using the promo code here, keeps us on the air and keeps Mike doing what he's doing. So it's important. It really is. And not to mention, you get great products. 60-night, total, use it, whatever. You don't like it, send it back. Costs you nothing, no obligation. Or, in the case of the pillow, a 10-year warranty. I mean, if you don't like it 6 years from now, say, give me a new one. It's incredible. So use the promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Do this today. If you've heard me talk about this before, do it today as a thank you to Mike Lindell and the team. And right now, a whole bunch of buy one, get one specials when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener link, okay? MyPillow.com, radio listener link. You get the deals when you use the promo code Scott. That's very important because that'll get you the best deal. Or call direct at 800-506-9028. A big deal is the story of Coal Creek Station and the transfer of ownership from Great River Energy, a Minnesota co-op, to Rainbow Energy. Hard to overstate the impact of that on affordable, reliable energy, number one, but number two, on the people that make that plant go, on the citizens of the counties that surround the Coal Creek Station. And we're celebrating. We're celebrating this because it's great innovation. It's great grit. It's just the North Dakota way. It is really amazing what's going on. And we talked to Brent Sanford, the lieutenant governor, about this on Tuesday because he was very instrumental behind the scenes and kind of pulling all the players together. And we want to celebrate others that were part of this. And Brent sort of gave us a whole list of folks, and one of those high on the list was Jessica Unruh Bell. Senator Bell is represents Coal Country, and she was the person in charge of carrying all the legislation on this, all of the things in the state legislature that ultimately gave the tools to the people that made this happen. And Senator Bell joins us now. Jessica, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a great, great week to celebrate. Everybody here in Coal Country is just so excited.
So just talk about, from the moment you heard Coal Creek Station was going to close, and that, by the way, was the original announcement. We're closing the plant. After some great, you know, elbow throwing, it was, hey, don't say you're going to close it. Say you're going to close it or transfer ownership on it. And that couldn't have happened but for, obviously, a whole lot of work on your part and your colleagues in the legislature agreeing with you on this. But just bring me kind of along the way from the first time you heard it till now and just the emotions of all this. And for folks that don't know, Jessica's in the industry. She works in the industry and obviously represents these people. So this is what she's done. This is her passion. This is why she's running for re-election right now, because of serving these people. But what's it been like just to go through this from the first moment you heard about it?
Well, when we first heard, of course, I think disbelief was something that had kind of been cast upon everybody. We have been mostly untouched here in North Dakota by the war on coal that Obama announced back in 2008. And we knew then that we were going to have a long road to hoe here. And when the announcement came, it really sent shockwaves through our communities, not just here in McLean County, but all the way across into all over Mercer County as well. And so when I was in Energy Development and Transmission Committee hearing back in, I suppose it must have been about February of 2020, we had Great River Energy come and talk to us about how this was likely going to be the future. They were planning on closure, and that was that. And they had made such significant investments and been such good partners in the community over the years. And so we were all just very shell-shocked. And so we got to work. We started looking at the regulatory environment to make sure that if we could find somebody to buy the plant, that it was something that we could actually do. We've set the stage very well for the success of the project. And during that time, there were some really difficult conversations with the employees at Falkirk and Coal Creek Station that I had to have personally, because these are my friends. These are the people that live in my communities. And, it's a wonderful thing to be here today. I'm actually at Falkirk Mine to talk to the employees in my role that I serve in my regular real-life job as environmental manager for North American Coal. We're here to talk to them with Rainbow Energy to let them know what the vision for the future is. And so it's just so wonderful to have been able to celebrate on Monday, but then also to be here today to really communicate with the people who have made this possible, because these assets couldn't have been transferred or sold if the employees of both the plant and the mine hadn't been running just one of the best operations in the country.
You know, you said I'm here today in my role in the real life, and I know what you meant by that, because you are obviously you this is your livelihood. This is what you do. You work in this industry. You're right alongside these folks you're seeing today at Coal Creek Station. But I also appreciated that about you, because you could have said, I'm done. I'm not going to run for re-election. But you're doing this as a public service. And I think that's what sometimes gets lost, especially about our legislators. You know, this isn't about power like it is in D.C. This is about, I get stuff done. And, you know, I hear that often about you from not only the coal industry, but all of energy, to say, hey, you know, we appreciate the fact that the most important things that happen, that most have the greatest impact on the overall tax coffers in North Dakota, when it comes to energy, you know, Senator Bell is a reliable fighter for us. So I hope you know people do appreciate that. And I know your real life, you recognize it is. It's real life is your family and what you're doing there. But public service is, it's hard work, but you're doing it because it's important too. And that was obviously very evident in how your role in the industry enabled you to be in a position to put legislation together that made this happen. So that is appreciated. Could you just give us a little overview of the legislation that had to happen, that you shepherded, that would have if it wasn't in place, would not have made this possible?
Yeah, absolutely. After I maybe collect myself a little bit, thank you for the kind words. I think sometimes it's overlooked the true citizen legislature that North Dakota has. It's something really very unique, only meeting every other year, and having people with full-time jobs in the legislature and recruiting people to run for those positions can be really, really difficult. And it has been a sacrifice. I have said that this project, we passed over 20 pieces of legislation that I helped coordinate this last legislative session. And we spent a lot of time coalition building beforehand, researching to make sure that we had every last piece of the puzzle addressed, not only for the sale of Coal Creek Station, but for the longevity of all of our facilities here in coal country and across the state. And so we had to make sure that we weren't doing harm to anybody else and not picking winners and losers. I've got a very strong conservative base within myself that I try and make sure is guiding everything that I do. So threading that needle of making sure that government wasn't doing too much, but also doing enough to help facilitate was really the difficult challenge that we had. And so what we took a look at were just some different regulatory tweaks to make like agreements between utilities and co-ops a little bit easier for coal-fired power. Our regulatory structure right now is set up so that it's really incentivized for publicly owned utilities and co-ops to tear down and build new. That's how they get a rate of return to their shareholders, because they can then ask for an increase in electricity sales. And so trying to make sure that we weren't going to increase costs for consumers and still provide the tools that all of our facilities needed was an interesting task. But so we gave the Public Service Commission a few more tools in their toolbox to be able to make some of those decisions to help encourage baseload facilities to stay based on local reliability, as well as making those power purchase agreements a little bit easier to do for coal-fired facilities. And we also made a couple of changes to the tax structure. So our coal-fired facilities pay a conversion tax, and we've also got a severance tax on the books. And we made sure that that conversion tax holiday goes through the next 5 years, so that when these facilities go bid on the market, they're a little more competitive than they were before.
We're celebrating the Coal Creek Station remaining open and operating and innovating. Jessica Bell, part of that effort, Senator Jessica Bell. A couple more minutes when we come back. And your call's welcome, too, folks, for her. Don't go away. Find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI bin dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI bins, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. I have a set of wheels from the Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC store in Valley City. It's one of my favorite stops there.
Mm-hmm.
Dewey in service is a lot of fun. He's a good guy. Public servant, too.
I love how on the side of the Pucklich Chevy, it says, "What's on your farm?"
It does. You're talking about my trail boss.
Yeah, your trail boss.
You know what I did yesterday? Started dreaming of a 2023.
All right, so what are you going to do with your old one?
LTZ.
Gladly,
you can talk to Steve Zahn or Steve Robesdahl about that and have be the Kevin. What's on the lake? There you go. Anyway, here's the deal today: pre-owned 2014 Chevrolet Traverse LTZ. These things are great, good, unbelievable mileage. It's all-wheel drive, a lot of room, 79,000 miles on it right now. Just a matter of how many times the tires go around. It means nothing. 3.6 liter V6, silver, ebony interior. So the exterior is silver, the interior is ebony. Backup camera, the heated seats, the lane departure warnings. I love that. The blind spot mirror. And, of course, local single vehicles is what they specialize in at Pucklich. This thing was $22,500, now $21,500. What a deal. You're saving $1,000 if you tell them you heard about it right here. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Pucklich, Chevrolet, Bismarck. Pucklich, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Valley City. Tell them Scott sent you. Scott Mandan has a question for our guest, Senator Bell. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for coming on, Senator. During the special session, there was a roll call vote during the debate and voting on the vaccine mandate, vaccine passport bill. And in one of the roll call votes for an amendment to protect higher education university students from the mandate, you voted against protecting those students. And I'd just like to hear your thoughts on why you joined with Democrats like Oban and not defending our university students against
All right, Scott, appreciate the question here. We're going to give her a chance to answer because our time's short in this segment.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Thanks for calling in. I don't remember exactly that amendment that you're talking about, but I was happy to support the bill that we did pass in legislation during our special session to protect everybody and allow for them to have the same philosophical exemption options that we have for all other vaccines in North Dakota. I think it's important to make sure that we're protecting our citizens from any type of those very overreaching vaccine mandates, either from employers or especially from the government.
I would say this, too. I think it's important for every, and this kind of happens with these voting guides and stuff. You can find votes where you go, what is that? But really, it's the final passage. It's the final product that really you need to look for, I think, in assessing any candidate,
Oh, that's a really great point, Scott, because we take over 1,000 votes. We took over 1,000 votes this last legislative session, including the regular session and the special session. And every bill that's introduced in North Dakota gets a hearing and a vote on the floor. And I am one of the legislators that really focuses on the words in the bill and how it impacts our citizens. And so we have to make sure that when we're looking at these pieces of legislation, that the words actually work and accomplish what we're trying to accomplish. And not every bill can be fixed. And so when you're plucking about 30 different bills to look at somebody's voting record, it just isn't all-encompassing of all of the things that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. I mean, we had 80 days to evaluate 1,000 different bills with numerous amendments to each of them. So that 1,000 votes that I took was just on the final bill. That doesn't include any amendments that have gone along with them. So I always look at the words, and sometimes that means that bills that are about topics that we all like and support don't actually work. And so there are definitely votes out there that you can take and portray as showing that I'm against something, when in reality, it's very likely that that legislation was just not good legislation.
Appreciate the call, Scott. And there'll be plenty of time for the campaign questions going forward. Today was really about Coal Creek Station and that victory. But I appreciate the question. And there'll be others. And that's why we'll be here to cover this race very closely, because it is obviously a race that'll be up for the primary voters to decide in District 31. So appreciate that, Scott, very much. Senator Bell, I guess we're out of time here, so we got to let you go. But I do appreciate you being at Coal Creek Station today. We're going to have Jason Bohr, guest host for me tomorrow from the Lignite Energy Council. There's just so much euphoria, I think is the word I would use, in the industry about what has happened here. And I just think it's no small thing, not only because of, you know, the jobs that have been saved there, imagine this. You're working for a company, you're in an industry, and you see an entity that owns the Great River Energy said, we don't want it anymore, and we're going to take it down brick by brick if we need to. Think about that and what that says about the future of the industry. And that, you know, awful endpoint flipped completely the other way to say, North Dakota has an innovative idea on how ultimately coal energy going forward can be utilized. And such an important time when, as you said earlier at the beginning of this, we've been the subject of a war on coal since the Obama years. So keep up the great work. Thanks for the time today, Jessica.
Thanks, Scott. The future looks so great. We're going to need shade.
Yes, absolutely. Appreciate it very much. All right, more coming up. Don't forget, the one and only, Dinesh D'Souza.
From Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25% to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Barada, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.